everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, Chic Happens. I'm Rachel and I'm here with Mandy. We own the online clothing store, Cheeky Chic Boutique. And this podcast is just a little outlet for us to connect with our friends.
Share our lives.
Yeah, all the things. We love doing this. So thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time and if you're coming back, we appreciate your dedication.
And this is episode 24. You have listened to us for 24 hours.
An entire day. Yes, because all of our episodes are about an hour long.
Full day of nothing but
us droning on, droning on, acting like we know everything when we know nothing. I did want to start this podcast off. So if you listened to the last episode, wanted to start this off, Mandy and I on the same night, I think Friday night maybe of this last week, we watched the movie that each of us recommended each other to watch. So
Thursday, right?
Wasn't it Thursday?
Because I think we recommended it Wednesday when we recorded.
Okay.
And I think maybe it was that night that we went. So maybe it was last Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe it was. I get my days so confused. Yeah. I think you're right. So I watched House at the End of the Street.
Which I raved about.
Yeah, she raved about it. So yeah. I was like, we have to watch this. And then she watched Woman in the Window. So
yes.
That's the one that I said was good. So I want to preface this with House at the End of the Street was a very good movie.
It's the one with Jennifer
Lawrence. Yes.
And was there anyone else in there that you could like think
off
the top of your head?
No, but I do want to preface this with, yes, you should watch it if you like suspense thriller kind of stuff. The first scene in the movie makes the movie appear like it is, what's it called?
A horror
like,
movie?
Like Possession. No,
yes.
Like Possession. And I cannot do Possession movies at all. So anyway, the first scene makes it appear that way. That's not what it is. Don't worry. Just get past that. But I texted Mandy immediately and I was like, are you kidding me? Because I went back and listened to the podcast last week and it's funny. She's like, yeah, I mean, it's suspenseful, but it's not scary. The first scene, I literally was like shaking.
It's so funny because I
told
totally,
oh, yeah, I forgot.
I told it because that's the beginning of the movie. So I always think of if the movie is good
overall.
Yes. And usually like the ending and how it is. So I had totally forgotten that the beginning of the movie
the
was kind of creepy.
Scene is terrifying. Like
it is scary.
Yes, you'll have to ask Ryan, but I had my hands over my eyes. I was barely peeking through. There were times where I had my hands on my ears and I was shutting my eyes and just cracking them open because I didn't even want to hear what was happening. I'm making this sound super scary, which it was scary, but like overall, a really, really great movie.
It had a good storyline. Yeah,
yes.
All of it. It was so good. But I totally forgot when you told me that you were like, bullshit, this is scary.
Yeah, it was hilarious that I thought I was like, wait, maybe I misunderstood her on the podcast. I paused the movie in that scene, went back to the podcast, and I said, Ryan, listen. And Mandy goes, it's a great movie. If you like suspense, it's not that scary.
Yeah, I go, it's scary. Well, no, it's not that scary.
And I literally played that for Ryan and I. And I was like, she is such a liar. And I texted her right away. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. But anyway, she's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. I was like, how could you forget this part?
But it was really good.
Such a great movie. Yeah. So, yes, House at the End of the Street. Highly recommend. Jennifer Lawrence. That's one that I would recommend a lot of people to see.
Yeah,
so, great
I think
movie.
They would like it. And then I ended up watching what Rachel had recommended. It was
Woman in the Window.
Woman in the Window.
Amy Adams is in that one.
Oh, my gosh. It was, again, so good. I thought it was going to be scary. For some reason, I thought she was blind. I guess it's just her, like, really light eyes that made me think that in the movie. Like, whenever you just look at the previews, you're like, oh, it's like a ghoster or something like that. But no, it's totally different. Such a good story. Such a good ending all the way around.
Yeah, I feel really like they're good. Similar in the sense of how things end up. You didn't expect it to end up that way. So yeah, both really good movies. And Mandy was like, you said this one wasn't that scary.
Oh, and the ending was intense.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I forgot about that one part. I actually did have to close my eyes a little bit at the end. I like, you know, how you have your fingers open a little bit.
That's what I normally do. But when I was watching House at the End of the Street, I had to do the ears and the eyes. I was terrified, but it's worth it once you like get past those couple of scenes.
It was really good. Yeah. Woman in the Window. I definitely recommend that one. Cause Jonathan had thought the same thing. He was like, I thought it was going to be like a really scary movie. It's not a scary movie. It is a movie that makes
suspense
you think.
And
just
yeah,
like Rachel, I think you had said this where you can't not pay attention. Like, you have to, like, watch.
A and B, a lot of it is actually you're paying attention, but you're still like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. Did I miss something? So even if you didn't miss something, you you did.
So Jonathan, as we were watching, he was like, what is going on? And I was like, don't worry. Rachel said this is normal.
Mm-hmm. Literally, like, several times when we watched that one, we were like, what is happening right now? Mm-hmm. And you end up realizing that you didn't miss anything. It's just very twisted.
Yes.
So I had texted me, which she was long gone asleep, but I had asked her and she never told me. So I'm asking her here on the podcast, have you seen Girl on the Train?
No. Okay. What's that about?
Such a great movie too. And it is very along the same lines of those two. So same kind of thing. You'll have mm-hmm. to watch this one. Very good. Is Amy Adams in that one as well? I don't, surely not. Maybe I'm getting characters. I'm getting movies mixed up because we've watched so many lately. I'm just like binging suspense movies lately. I don't know why. But Girl on the Train, she basically rides a train every single day and she passes by the street where she used to live on this train. And so she's like watching her neighbors while she passes by because she goes both ways. She goes, you know, away from home and back home. So twice a day, she kind of watches her neighbors. She sees some stuff happen at their house and it intertwines with her life.
So her next door neighbor or her old neighbors?
Her old neighbors.
Okay.
So this is her old house and her old neighbor's house two doors down. So anyway, it's very twisted and like not, again, I'm going to say not scary. It's suspense, but it's not scary. Just very, it makes you think. And I just love the way that it turned out. So
maybe that's what we'll watch tonight.
Girl on the Train. Yeah. If you guys, if you're on a suspense kick like we are, these are some really good recommendations.
Well, so we watched a movie last night, but I'm not going to say to go and watch it because it was okay. But have you ever seen Phone Booth?
Funny you say that. So Mandy's fire. Okay. So I have like 38 fire sticks at my house. One of them is Mandy's old fire stick, I suppose, because she's logged into it.
Uh-huh.
And I always pull up the Fire Stick, and it's funny, she'll bring a movie up and I'm like, it came up on my Fire Stick, and it's because she had just watched it. So yes. I saw the little icon of Phone Booth and I was like, I wonder if she watched that.
Yes, we watched that last night.
So it stunk.
I mean, it's suspenseful. It's good to watch once. And then
so I went and watched Abduction with Taylor Lautner.
Oh, what do you think? Said, not so much. Yeah.
I just feel like, which if you want to go and watch it, great. And it's, you're wondering what's going on and all this stuff, but it's so not realistic.
Yes. Uh-huh. Definitely not realistic. Yeah.
And you had said that you were like, it's okay. You know,
like if you want to watch it once, but I'm not going to rave about it. Yeah. Same thing with Phone Booth.
Okay. So I was about to say
Photo Booth.
Yeah. Along the same lines.
It's along the same lines. The ending is like, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so my brother is like an avid horror movie watcher.
I can't do it.
So one time, like a couple months ago, we were just in this mood, let's watch a scary movie. Maybe it was around Halloween, probably. And so I always get in that mood, like, ooh, let's get scared. And I'm really not that person. And I called my brother and I was like, what's like the scariest movie you've seen? So the movie that he told me, he said, not necessarily the scariest I've seen, but just, you've got to watch this. It's a good horror movie all around, called The Visit.
Uh-huh. I've never heard of it. No.
Okay. So these kids, their mom drops them off at their grandparents' house to stay the week with them. That's all I can say. I can't say anything else because I don't want to give anything away, but I won't say I still have nightmares about it, but
I don't think I can watch it then.
It's not, it's pretty scary. I don't know. If anyone listening,
I can't believe you watched it.
I can't either. And like I said, it's because I had wine and it was Halloween. Like there's no other reason I would ever do this. Mandy, like last year or something, whenever the new Halloween came out with Jamie Lee Curtis,
it was
she
right after,
somehow made me, like convinced me.
I did not make you.
No, you convinced me,
no,
right?
No, I just jumped on board. All wrong, because it was right after we had Charlie and Zach, and you were almost just itching to get out of the house.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
And I was like, my mom, my sister, and I are all going to go see the new Halloween movie, and you go, I'm coming. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm out of here. I got to get out of this house. Well, and we were going to the Eatery, the Keller Movie House and Eatery, and they serve wine there. So I was like, that's okay. I'll just drink. Obviously, liquid courage, you know? So I was like, I'll just drink. And it actually wasn't that scary.
No, it really wasn't that
bad.
It was a good one.
It's the music that gets me, you know, dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun,
and
dun,
he
dun,
doesn't dun, even move quickly.
I know, so but funny. It's just like the staring, which he doesn't even stare. He has a mask on. You can't even see what he's doing. But
through the window, he just stands there.
He's just standing there. Oh, it freaks me out. But yeah, if you want to watch a horror movie.
Yeah, I probably will pass on that. I don't like scary movies.
I wish I could say more about it because the storyline, like it's, you're like, are you serious? Like it's that kind of movie. Like you just can't believe what's actually happening when you find out. So it's scary, but it's like, I don't know. It's a good movie to want to know what's going on. So anyway, it's called The Visit. And it's funny because I was reading a book the other night. What do you know? And in that book, they were talking about that movie. I meant to actually take a picture and show my brother, but because I'd never heard of The Visit before until my brother told me, maybe, I guess. So yeah, abduction, womp womp, phone booth, womp womp. But you should watch Girl on the Train, watch Woman in the Window, The House at the End of the Street. And if you're acting really crazy, watch The Visit.
Yeah, I don't think I could watch it.
Yeah,
but I'm definitely going to watch The Girl on the Train tonight.
Yes, yes.
That'll be after Big Brother.
Great movie.
Yeah, so Big Brother, what is going on with Big Brother right now? It was Sunday when it last came on.
Frenchie got evicted like we had hoped.
Thank God.
Mandy and I can both say he did go out with class, which is nice. He didn't like blow everyone's game up and leave, you know, upset. He hugged everyone, wished them the best, said he was so glad to have met them. So I very much respect him for that. Thank God.
Yes, and I feel like he had no reason to go out swinging at this point.
He didn't, but he was
like
just
blew up his own game.
He blew up his own game, and he was just such a loose cannon.
I bet he had so many days to prepare for his eviction.
What stinks is, like we told you guys this before, if you're not watching, he's a super fan. And, you know, he has probably dreamt about going on Big Brother for years and then just blew it all up within 2 weeks.
Yes, he could have easily...
Let's take a quick break.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Skated by.
Yeah.
Because usually the person who's HOH first lasts a long time.
HOH is head of household, if you don't know.
They have all the power in the house. So basically they nominate two people for eviction each week. And winning the first HOH, a lot of people say they don't like to win it. But if I was on the show, I would want to win it because people come to you. Strong players come to you.
Because they want to hook up with you
and want to be safe, basically.
Form alliances. And
but then you can carry those alliances and those bonds for weeks. Mm-hmm. So usually the first HOH has it made.
People are scared to be the first HOH. You know, the whole,
they don't want to see it being seen as a threat.
Yeah, I don't want a target on my back. But I mean, this is Big Brother. So I would have to agree with you. I would try to win the first competition.
Especially as a woman, I think. A woman who, like, I feel like a lot of the guys on the show look at women as like just skating by, a good number, like not as a competitor. So it's harder for women to kind of integrate themselves into a powerful, good alliance. So if you win first HOH, you're in a good position. For some reason, I was going to call him Howie because I'm watching season six right now.
That's funny.
And Howie's on season six. But what's his name?
Frenchie
just did tear. He promised way too many things, talked crap behind people's backs.
We think he let the game get to his head. You know, he just got like too like overconfident and cocky.
Yeah.
And anyway, so yes, he
went
evicted.
Home on Thursday. Who won HOH again?
Kylan.
No. He's Kylan's the one that sent him home.
Right.
So who?
Xavier.
Xavier. Yes. And I'm actually really excited that he won. I'm excited to see what the cookout does.
Yes. There's an alliance called the cookout. There's a few alliances, but the cookout is, it seems to be a good one. A lot of the people that I like in the house are in that alliance.
Oh, they really are. And I'm so excited to see like how they go.
Do you have a favorite right now?
So I do. Let me say this real quick before I tell you my favorites. I like what's going to be interesting is the cookout. A lot of the people in that alliance are also in other alliances.
Right.
So I'm kind of curious to see how the crossovers
work. Where they're loyal
work.
And
but right now, I think Tiffany is my favorite.
Is she? I really like
she
her
is
too.
So funny.
I don't know why I love Derek X.
Oh yeah, I like him.
I really love him. I love Kylan. I feel like there's a few good ones. I really like Sarah, the soft-spoken, mm-hmm. sweet one. I really like her as a person. I don't know about as a player, really, but as a person.
I like Tiffany as a person and player, mm-hmm. but the like her playing, like I think she, I would assume she's a super fan just because she knows how to like talk with other people. She's actually getting a lot of people to do her dirty work right. for her. She's aligning with all the right people, and her and Azza, I think that's her name.
That's
Azza.
Her name, yeah.
Whenever she comforts her, like she's crying when they're really talking so game funny. Is the best thing
because
in the world.
Because you guys know that like you obviously if you're seen talking on the sidelines with someone, people are going to assume you're talking game. You know, you have an alliance going
and
on.
Sometimes whenever you're talking game and someone walks into the room,
it's awkward. Get silent.
Yes, and that's always what happens. So instead of making things go silent, Tiffany will be in Azza's lap pretending like she's crying, and Azza will be comforting her, yes. air quotes, comforting her.
It's hilarious.
So it doesn't seem, and then the people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, and they leave quickly, and then they get right back to talking game.
Yes.
It's so perfect.
It's genius.
I know. I think that's why I really like Azza too. I actually think that Azza is making a huge mistake by trying to have Brittany's back the way
too.
She is,
which that's as a person, like, you know, it really hurts her, yes, that Brittany's on the block for the second week in a row, but yes, she's hurting her own game by wanting to protect her, because I mean technically,
and Brittany's really probably not going home anyway,
yeah.
she's just a pawn. Who's the other person who did he put on the block? Xavier,
yeah, who did he want
he
to go home?
Brittany.
Oh, Brett.
And Brett,
yes.
Oh my gosh, Brett. He's,
which I was fine with Brett at first, but then they show the behind the scenes and he's
yes.
just so self-absorbed. He's probably pretty young, I mean, and it's to the point
he
where
just
people
he's
are
so
like,
hot and
yeah,
honestly to be
people
honest,
are like he's really annoying, he needs to get out,
yeah, and to me I don't find him attractive. So whenever he's like talking all this game, I'm like, man, you're not even that cute.
Well, and that's what they're saying, you know, yeah. and that's the thing, like your personality will tip you over the edge one way or the other. You can look however and your personality will either make you or break you,
and it's breaking him.
It's breaking him. Like he could be attractive if he would just stop being so self-absorbed, but it's funny because I can't look at him without seeing the Karate Kid, because he'll
yes.
wear the bandana across his forehead. It just reminds me of the Karate Kid.
So tonight they are doing the power veto, so we find out if one of them gets to take themselves off the block, and then the next day is eviction. So
yeah,
I'm really
so
curious to see
tonight Big Brother, tomorrow Big Brother, and then Friday night, am I right, Friday night Outer Banks premieres.
Oh, I didn't. I totally forgot about that.
Yes, which I'm so excited about. I've been waiting for Outer Banks.
I actually have a
Ted Lasso.
Yes, a new, what's that called? What is that called? A something,
series? Or?
No, that I want to tell you guys about. A
recommendation.
Yes, a new recommendation, and you guys are going to love this
I
recommendation.
I have to preface your recommendation.
Do you not like it?
No. Ryan has been harassing me to
yes,
watch it
you
to
need
the
to.
Point that it's driving me crazy. Like, I told him he should get Ted Lasso tattooed on his forehead
yes!
because he won't stop talking about
it's
it.
It's so good.
Which, now I want to watch it. What's funny is I saw on Facebook today, my favorite author recommended people watch it. And so
yes.
I told Ryan, I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch it now. He's like, has Mandy not told you about it? And I was like, no, she hasn't said
I'm
anything
I'm saving it
me.
For the podcast.
Which I knew that, but I'm like, no, she must not really like it. But I knew you did.
It is so good, you guys. So it's basically, what the only thing that sucks, it's on Apple Plus. It's a,
right.
what's that called? An app that you have to download and pay for.
On your Fire Stick and whatnot.
Yeah, so we downloaded, did the 7-day free trial, got through the whole first season. The second season just launched, but what sucks about it is they do it a week at a time. So it's not like you can just
yeah.
binge it. So you have to end up paying.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $4.99 a month. And I told my brother-in-law, Andrew, about it. I was like, but it's really not bad. It's $4.99 a month. And he goes, yeah, but I've got like 12 of those.
Yeah, for real. It's not bad until they all add up,
yes.
like Hulu and Prime and everything.
Yeah. So after this season, we're going to watch it each
what?
Week. We're
I don't even know what the show's about.
So
I know that Jason Sudeikis is in it. It is called Ted Lasso.
It's so good. Oh my gosh. Okay. So basically, there's this soccer club, which is basically a professional team, but they call them clubs in England, where this woman and this man own a soccer club. They get a divorce because he cheated on her. He's a womanizer, blah, blah, blah. Well, she ended up in the divorce getting the team. Well, this team is his pride and joy. She wants to burn it to the ground, basically. So she decides to hire this American football coach, never played soccer, never watched soccer, but every team that he goes to, like, they love, but he's kind of, you know, he's Southern. Mm-hmm. He's very nice, very positive. You would think that he would make the team lose and all this stuff. And so she hired him basically to be a joke, to run the team into the ground and all this. Well, he gets there and he's just an amazing coach. Obviously, he doesn't know anything about soccer, but he knows about how to inspire a team. And he's just, oh my gosh,
is this a funny show? I would assume.
It's funny. Yeah. And it encompasses a whole bunch of things. So it's funny, it's serious. It brings your relationships with your spouses and, like, just all around good show. Honestly, soccer is, like, it seems to me, a small part of the show.
Uh-huh.
And you would think that that would be the main thing, is right, the soccer team and everything. But
that's our plan this weekend, is to watch it. Yes.
You're going to love it. He reminds me so much of my principal at school. Mm-hmm. Just, like, whatever school he goes to, he, like, just makes the atmosphere like a team and everything. So I'm going to try to tell my principal, if he hasn't watched it yet. Yeah. I'm like, you need to watch this, because this is you to a T.
I keep seeing it more and more on social media. And like I said, Ryan just kind of ran it into the ground. But honestly, the more that I think about it, I run things into the ground too. I, like, what did somebody say? It's like secondhand joy. Like, if something that you love and you tell someone to watch it and they love it, you get joy out of that, you know, with movies and TV. And Mandy and I both, we've said this before, we absolutely love How to Get Away with Murder. Mm-hmm. Our listener and friend Kaylee started watching it. She, like, binged it so fast. And there's, like, 7 seasons, I think.
I think 10. I thought it was 10.
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot. And then now Brittany's watching it with her husband and obsessed. And it's hilarious because she'll randomly text me throughout it and then say, when she looks up, it's like something's happened. Someone's holding a baby. Someone's been murdered. Like,
yes,
you can't take your eyes off of it for a second and you'll miss something. And she'll be asking her husband, like, what happened? And he's like, get off your phone.
Yes,
you know?
Get off your phone, yeah, and watch. But it, yeah, I just love, yes, making recommendations and people loving
it. Secondhand joy.
Yes. So I think that you really are going to like, yeah, Ted Lasso
I'm
a
sure
lot.
I will. Is Ryan going to drive me crazy through the whole,
yes,
thing? Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, doesn't he always?
I need duct tape. And yeah, then I'll watch it.
I have some down in the garage.
Oh, I need to use that. That's what I need. He, bless him. And he's just such a movie person.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just loves it. And he just can't not it's talk a very during them.
Feel good show.
That's
very
good.
Feel
he
good.
Had watched, about a year ago, he had watched All American. Did you ever watch that?
So Jonathan watched it all the way through and I was going to come in and just, like, watch it because he said it was so good, but I haven't yet. I need to.
Yeah, I heard, yeah, that
I had
was
planned
good
on it.
And I think it's still currently on and it's like a week by week thing. But Outer Banks season one had premiered during COVID and it was amazing. Season two is premiering Friday night and it's on Netflix. So I imagine you get to watch the whole season.
Maybe not.
I'll be very
upset if
not.
I feel like when The Ranch came out, they did it 1 week at a time, and that was on Netflix.
Yeah.
So it just, I think it honestly depends on the, is it a Netflix original?
Yeah.
It may.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just
depends. I could look it up and find out. I just haven't, I guess.
I just hate that because sometimes, like, I forget what happened. And if I, like, watch it right behind each other, it makes it easier to remember, mm-hmm, like, what happened.
Yeah.
And it gives me something to do.
Mm-hmm. That too. And then also going on in our house, we are on, like, a Toy Story binge. Like, that's, yeah, and I saw y'all were watching it today, right?
Yes, this morning, yeah, we put it on because Charlie, one of her poo-poo presents was Buzz Lightyear. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Zach is obsessed. There's 4 movies. I've seen them all so many times. And it's back to back. Like, that's what he wants to put on. So today, whenever, like, normally we'll pop a movie on during breakfast and we'll sit there and eat and I'll drink my coffee and he'll watch whatever. Today, I'm like, listen, we're listening to music. Let's not do a movie right now, because you don't realize. And then you look up and you're like, movies are on all day long, which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's, but, you know, because it's, like, in the background and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I was like, no, let's just listen to music today. And he's like, what about the TV? I'm like, TV's broken right now.
Stevie, the TV's broken.
What about the TV? So Thursday night, tomorrow night, I'm really excited because the church that I go to, Gateway, is doing like a woman's night.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, and I asked Mandy to go. She's going to go. And then I asked our friend Kaylee to go. And I also asked Monica to go. Monica's going to see if she can go. So Kaylee and Monica live in our neighborhood. And it's so cool because we just met them doing the boutique. Mm-hmm. They found us online through the neighborhood. And so, yeah, we're all going to go together. I think that'll be so fun.
I'm excited. Do you have any idea who's speaking?
No, you know? I actually don't know. And they always do like a good worship and they have snacks and all that stuff. So that'll be really fun. And Mandy and I have both just been like really back into going to church lately. We go to different churches, yes, but we're both like super into going.
I have enjoyed it so much. I just feel like going to, we didn't go to church for I think 2 or 3 weeks in a row because of Florida and
Father's Day
and, yeah, and something else. So I just felt like super lost and go, I just feel so much better. We've been going to church consistently since February.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing thing. Usually by summertime, we fall off. Mm-hmm. I think after Mother's Day is usually when we stop and we haven't yet, yeah, which is so nice.
Yeah, we've been really consistent about going to, and it's just so nice, like Zach wanting to go and mm-hmm. go to his class, and it's just,
it's sweet. Not a battle.
It's not a battle, which makes it so nice. And, you know, before I always used to be like, this has actually never happened before, but I just had to pause my thought because our recording machine just said goodbye.
Yeah, it said out of batteries.
Goodbye. But as I was talking about, I just always used to expect Zach's little number to show up on the screen at church saying that I needed to come get him, which has never happened, but I just always expected it. But now it's so nice to just send him off to class. He's happy to be there. And I just feel like I get so much out of church every single week. Like from the worship, from the message, it's just so fulfilling. And like you said, you get out of the habit of going sometimes for whatever reason, COVID or whatever. And then you're like, oh, I'll just watch it at home. And then you get carried away with other things. Yeah. And you're just, yeah,
even watching it at home, it's not the same with being there, being around all the other people. And I love it.
Yeah. So do I. There's this guy that leads worship some of the time at our church. His name is John Michael Howell, and he actually has a pretty big following on his social media.
On TikTok, whenever I scroll through, he is all that pops up on my thing, and I had no idea
how funny
that he was so popular on TikTok until I saw you had posted about him mm-hmm. saying that he was a Gateway.
Yeah, so he's person. Only, I believe he's 22 years old. He just released his first full-length album today.
Is it Worship?
It's called Not in a Rush. It's all of his own music that he wrote, and it has a lot of Jesus woven throughout it. But it's just really, I love him so much because it's just refreshing for someone who's young, 22 years old. He's a handsome guy. To be so involved with church and not worrying about getting in relationships. And, you know, like his focus is on God and his mm-hmm. family and his music. And it just gives me so much hope for Zach because as Mandy and I have talked about before, you know, this world is just so crazy mm-hmm. with social media and just all the nastiness, all the bullying and everything. And I've been playing his music and just the lyrics are so good and Zach loves him. It's so sweet. He'll always ask, is this John Michael? Is this John Michael?
That's
and, you know, I've
sweet.
Tried to explain to him that he goes to our church, you know, he
so
sings
he does the
worship.
North Fort Worth.
He does the North Fort Worth. I'm pretty sure he's done it. I don't know how long he's done it, but yeah, he does worship at our service most of the time, which is Sundays at 11. And yeah, just like an all around guy. And he's so young and it just gives me hope for our youth because it's just so important to me as a parent now that I have a kid.
And then to have someone for them to look up to that has those.
Right.
Values
and I don't have to worry
stuff.
About putting on his music and there being cuss words or something I don't want him to hear. You know, it's just really good music about how God is first, saying he doesn't need fulfillment from a relationship with someone, that he gets his fulfillment from the vine. So it's just really nice. So yeah, anyways, if you guys are looking for like some good upbeat music that is, you know, Christian based or whatever.
And his TikTok's really good too.
Yeah.
You can find
so,
him on TikTok.
Yeah. You said he has a lot of followers on there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He has I didn't look how many or I can't remember, but he's all I see when I scroll through.
That's so funny.
It pops from him to a few other things, but yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So he has a huge following on social media.
Him and mom hacks.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
The things that pop up
the
on my TikTok.
The two most important things, good music and mom hacks.
So whenever Rachel and I, we, like I said, own an online boutique. So one of the rages right now with online businesses is making reels for Instagram. It will be the death of
we
us.
We need a soundboard.
I know. So we've been trying really hard to do reels. Every chance we get, we are trying to do reels. And
because Instagram is gearing more towards video content and, for whatever reason.
And that's they only TikTok. Show Instagram or like they only show videos to other people. So if we're just posting pictures,
nobody's going to see our
stuff. Nobody is seeing our stuff because Instagram can hide things from them. So it's really frustrating. So we're trying to make more and more videos, more and more content. Well, to do that, you kind of have to do research. Mm-hmm. So and then also what kind of stinks about Instagram is using a business account, you don't have access to all of these songs
right.
through their platform. So I've been
going through TikTok
and I've been going through them trying to find music that will fit because some of our videos are longer. And so I need a longer song. So I just go through just trying to search for a lot of songs. And last night Jonathan was like, "You are the TikTok queen." And I was like, "Not by choice. I'm telling you, I'm doing this for
She's
research.
Putting in the work." Yes,
because
it is not, you guys, it is not a one and done thing. It's not, "Oh, let's record a video of our outfit and then, you know, submit it and then it's on our feed." No, like there is so much that goes into it. You can probably imagine, but it's just crazy. Like Mandy's like panning around the room, trying to do behind the scenes and recording it perfectly and putting the right words on it. And I, you know, it's just so much goes into it and finding the right song with the right amount yes, length of the song.
I'm trying to be a videographer,
a photographer, yes. a social media expert, like everything.
It is so hard.
Yeah. So much goes into it, especially like Mandy was saying, you know, with small businesses, we're limited on like the type of music we can use and things like that. And we're trying our hardest. We're not going to fail from not trying. That's
so
for sure.
I definitely post everything through TikTok, mostly first because they have a wider array of music you can use. Mm-hmm. And then I share it to our Instagram.
Yeah, and I wonder what Instagram's purpose is with going more towards like the video, because that is what TikTok is. You know what I mean? So it's like,
because they want to get people off TikTok and
is that
to
what
Instagram.
It is?
I mean, I assume.
Yeah.
I could just be making that up. But
remember Vines?
Yes, that
like,
was
whatever
so
happened to that.
Long,
wasn't
turned
that
into
basically
TikTok.
Is that what yeah, it basically turned into TikTok.
I think it was wasn't it the Chive did videos
oh,
too?
Yeah.
Like I think it was like the Chive, then the Vine, and then it went away for a while and then now it's like TikTok.
And you can find some really good stuff on TikTok, but also some really like ridiculous stuff. Like the TikTokers who have literally become famous for doing that, and they like all have a house together in California called the Hype House, and then there's another one mm-hmm. called Something House, and
isn't
and they
crazy?
Just get on there and like, you know, the guys bite their lips and like
I can't handle those
and
videos.
And like yeah, and like do the smolder and stuff. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm losing brain cells.
Uh-huh.
Like that's why I'm like, Zach, let's go over here and listen to this music about Jesus.
Well, I know for real though, because sometimes when I'm scrolling through TikTok, it like well,
raunchy.
Some, yes, it'll be either like really loud cuss word music or yes, something raunchy, and then it doesn't stop playing that video until you scroll to the next one.
Right.
So it could be like F this, F that, like for like minutes if
You're
I
like,
don't
scroll.
I know. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, it's just so much stuff is out there. I don't even want to bring this up because it's horrible, but this happens all the time. I was reading this story today about this girl. I think her name is Callie, if I'm not mistaken, Callie O'Connell. She's a 10-year-old girl in Tennessee, and her quote unquote friends came over to ask her to play at their house. And they were like teenagers. I don't know how old teenagers, probably 13 or so, and ended up like tying her up and abusing her and just all this crazy stuff. And it's like all over the news right
now.
I just can't imagine. And there were pictures of like she had welts on her back, on her arms. Like they were like abusing her. And supposedly, I don't know. Supposedly their mother was recording it. I don't know that. And
right.
that's the story that's out there. So I'm telling what I'm seeing. I just don't know if that's true. I know that the girls have been like,
and they're 10.
Arrested. The girls are like 13 or so. Yeah.
Oh, 13.
But the little girl that they did 10. It to was 10 years old. Her quote unquote friends asked
oh
her to come
gosh.
And play and then abused her. They posted videos of it on Snapchat. I'm so confused. Do you think that you can post a video of bullying and abusing someone.
That's a 13-year-old brain for you, I
guess. Yeah, and not go to jail. You know, I don't understand that. I guess they don't think that
their friends will, like, tell on them. They'll
Maybe they post it. Right. They post it to Snap for only their little friends to see, and then someone tells. Maybe that's, yeah, maybe that's how it got found out.
That's so sad.
But, like, I don't want to send my kid off into this world.
Well, it's so funny because whenever I was younger, I used to be able to spend the night at all my friends' houses. And now, like, I just really don't ever want Charlie to spend the night anywhere.
I know. It's terrifying. Well, I think it's good, too, that we have the kids in church because, you know, like you were talking about the youth groups and stuff like that at the church you go to. And it's really big at the church I go to as well. And I just really want Zach to be involved involved with his sports and whatever he wants to do.
This last week, well, no, maybe it wasn't this last week, but we did have a bunch of younger kids doing the worship once a week, or I say once a week, y'all, I'm having issues. Once a month, the whole worship team is all students. Mm-hmm. And I was like telling Jonathan, I was like, one day that would be so awesome because Charlie loves to sing. I was like, I would love for her to be up there singing and worshiping and all that. That would be so great if she was like good at, or like the piano. I want to put her in piano too. I think she would like love that.
I know. I really wonder, like just having young kids, you wonder what they're going to be like, what they're going to be interested in.
What their passions are going
to
be.
Yeah. Because, you know, I foresee, I want Zach to do like taekwondo and do soccer and t-ball, and you know, I just wonder what he's gonna want to do besides play with cars.
I know for the rest of his life he's gonna be playing, he's gonna be a race car driver,
right?
But I was thinking this as so funny. I went up to Painted Tree today with Charlie, up, and she was just, you know, being herself, and I was like, you know, I really hope her fierce personality one of these days is gonna make her be like the CEO of a company. Like,
that's what everyone says.
Not the leader of a girl gang.
Right. Yeah. Which way is it gonna go? That's what everyone says when they're like, not stubborn. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, strong willed.
Yes.
You know, they try, you know, wording it the proper way. Strong willed. Yeah. And they're like, those are the ones that are gonna run the world. And it's like you said, run a company or run a gang?
Yes.
Like, which one?
Because she literally, like, just today, she was like, hey, mom. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, what you say? And I was like, I didn't say anything. What you say?
Mandy and I, we were driving to the other Painted Tree. So it's an hour away. So we carpooled together with the kids in the back. And we had like a music on or whatever. And Mandy turned around to like smile at Charlie. And she said, go away.
Yeah.
And you're like, fine.
I was like, fine.
Screw you then.
I didn't even like say her name. Uh-huh. I just looked at her and smiled. And she goes, go away.
Go away.
Like, yeah. All right. Yeah. See ya.
Kids are just crazy. The other day, so Ryan typically goes golfing on Fridays. That's like his, you know, day with his friends or whatever. And so he'll go golfing and he'll usually say, you know, do you want to sleep in or do you want to do this or that? And so the last week I said, can I please sleep in? And so he was letting me sleep. But you guys, if you've heard me before, Zach's room is inside of our room. So whenever he goes to wake up Zach, I have to like hide under the covers.
Yeah.
So Zach doesn't see me as he's walking Zach out of our room and into the living room. And I could hear Ryan talking to Zach, and Zach says, where's mommy? And Ryan's like, oh, she's at work. And he said, oh, she's at the Painted Tree. And he said, yeah, she's at the Painted Tree. And then Ryan's like walking him through the room, and I'm like dying, suffocating under the covers. I'm like, hurry up and get out of here, I can't breathe. And he goes, mommy's not working, mommy's right there. I heard him say that, and I was like, oh shit. He like saw my ponytail sticking out of the covers. He's like, mommy's right there. And Ryan's like, that's not mommy. Mommy's at work. Let's go out here or whatever. And so they went out there. And then I heard him say, can we play in mommy's room? And he said, do you want to play in your room? He said, no, in mommy's room. And Ryan's like, well, it's dark in there. And he's like, I want to play in the dark. Like, he wants to see if I'm in the room.
He's like, I don't trust any of these
people.
That's
exactly what he was doing. He's like, I want to see for myself. Like, lift the cover.
You should have gone into the closet.
The same thing had happened like 2 weeks ago. He's like, do you want to sleep in or do you want to do whatever? And I said, sleep in. However, I'm getting my pillow and I'm going upstairs and I'm sleeping up there for the night. Like, I went to bed up there that night and we slept apart. But I was like, I just want to actually sleep in. Because even if I'm sleeping in my room, technically, I hear everything going in the living room and he's got to change his diaper in the room. And so I have to hide under the cover. So I'm not really asleep.
Right. You're just getting alone time at that point.
Yes, alone time. Yesterday I went to Target and the lady in front of me, she had like mounds of school supplies. And she's like, oh, do you want to go in front of me? And I was like, this is my alone time. Like, I'm just chilling.
I don't need to get out here
quicker. No, I was like, I'm just chilling. You check out your school supplies as slow as you want to.
That's
my
so
alone time.
Funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
the Dennehy house is going through some issues right now. I don't think I've told you this, and I don't know if Jonathan has told Ryan, but we have like a cricket mating problem in our backyard.
Uh-oh. What, they're just like sprouting up everywhere?
No, it's just they don't stop chirping.
Oh, yeah.
And
loud.
I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know if they're like doing like a mating call or something, but it's right outside our door outside of our bedroom window, which is in our backyard. And we are literally laying in bed and we're watching a show and it is loud.
Like over the show. Yes, yeah.
So loud. And like we turn off our TV like usually right when we're going to sleep, or maybe like he'll fall asleep and then as I'm falling asleep, like I'll turn it off. It's so funny, like at literally the act of me falling asleep, I can turn off the TV and
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
And I'll
still be asleep by the time my head hits the pillow. I'm like such a good sleeper. I love it. So, but it is so overpoweringly loud. Like the other
day, like you can't even enjoy your show.
The other day Jonathan went out there and he literally had he was stomping around, and then it stopped, and then as soon as he laid down, it started back up again. And then
I could see him like opening the back door and being like, "Hey, shut up!"
He is a grumpy man whenever like something's annoying
at the crickets.
Yes. And then so he's laying there and he's like, "You know what? I'm about to drown him out." So he goes and turns on our sprinkler.
Oh, like actually drown him, not just drown out the sound, but drown the cricket.
Yes. So he goes and he turns on our what's it called? Our
sprinklers?
Yes, our sprinklers. And he puts them on for like 15 minutes.
That's so funny.
And then it goes out and of course they're quiet. But I'm telling you, I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. From 4 to 6, I couldn't go back to sleep because it was so loud.
If Mandy can't go back to sleep, it's got to be loud.
So
annoying.
She
can sleep through like a freight train.
I really can. Like, and which surprises me that Jonathan didn't wake up.
Yeah.
Because he's usually
lighter. He probably was just dead to the world.
Yeah, because at 4 in the morning, mm-hmm. I must have woken up to go to the bathroom.
That's so funny. You didn't drown them.
So we're like turning into cricket assassins.
Yikes.
And then we have like a fly issue too. So
the flies are really bad right now. It is just so
our whole
hot.
Neighborhood is having issues
it is
with
so
them.
Hot and the flies and the mosquitoes. I'm itching right now as I'm talking on this microphone. Like I just feel like I'm constantly itching. Like it's just the mosquitoes are so bad. It's funny you mentioned the drowning of the crickets. So you remember when I came over here last week and I had taken a picture of that grasshopper on my windshield?
Yes.
So I was driving in my car and there's this huge grasshopper on my windshield. But when you glance at it, when you see it for the first time, you don't know if it's inside or outside of the car. You know grasshoppers, how they like fly.
Yes.
They like launch themselves and they like get caught in your hair. Thinking about that makes me want to puke. So anyway, as soon as I saw it, I nearly wrecked my car off the road and I took a picture and I sent it to Mandy and I was like, oh my gosh, I almost just wrecked my car. Well, I went inside. I was in here for like an hour. Went outside. It's still on my windshield. And
do you think
was
its
like,
feet were melted? Couldn't get up. Is that what happened?
She was like, is it dead? And I was like, no, he's moved positions. He moved from the passenger side of the window to the driver's side. So he's on my front windshield. And so in my head, I'm like, I'll just spray some water at him and maybe he'll like go away. So I do the water.
Yeah.
What happens when you do the water? The wipers go.
Did you kill it?
He was murdered.
Oh.
I was not thinking at all. I was like, let me just spritz him. Let me just give him a little spritz with water. Literally, as soon as the water shot out, the wipers were like, right over the grasshopper. So maybe his feet were melted, but...
I wish you would have had a video.
It was so awful because I was so caught off guard. I was like, I forgot.
Yes.
I was like, oh yeah. Whoops. See ya. It's fine. He's in grasshopper heaven now.
Ew, but I bet it was like yucky whenever it went across.
You probably disgusting. Had to do we it. We had to go straight times. To the car wash, and Zach loves the car wash.
So I had no idea because this was going to be a topic that I was going to talk about last week, but I totally forgot. I got a membership to that car wash, and then I was going to bring it up, but then I realized afterwards that you had one.
Yeah.
How long have you had one?
Probably like 2 months because Zach likes to do it.
Yeah. So
and it's only
like
$15 or something at Whitewater.
Yeah, what is
White
it?
Whitewater Rapids. I don't know what it's called.
It's right off
White
of Harmon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good, though. It's a really good place.
You can go as many times as you want. And
I
it's
do
like $15.
The $24.99 mm-hmm. one. There's like a few of them, but this one has like the rain, go away thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. I don't know.
The Rain-X.
Yeah. Rain-X.
So, but yeah, I'm going to go in there like all the time now.
Oh, yeah. We go in there all the time. It's like an activity at this point, you know, for a 2-year-old, and he absolutely loves it. And so I told you that I was like, oh, I bet he'll love the Car Wash song. And so I put on Car Wash. It's from the 70s. You guys know the song. Put it on, and he became obsessed with it to the point that when I'm putting him down for bed at night,
he makes
we'll
you sing
say
it.
Our prayers. He'll ask for Jesus Loves Me. He'll ask for You Are My Sunshine. And then he'll ask for Car Wash. So before I came to Mandy's house, I put him down for a nap after reading 1,600 books to him and singing all these songs. And he asked me to sing Car Wash. So I'm literally rocking him saying, and work the car wash. Whoa, whoa. Like, I don't know the words. That's all I know. And he's just so content.
You need to start singing it as like a lullaby. Like, working at the car wash. Yeah.
So funny. Like, I just can't handle it. He used to have me do a medley of songs. You know, I'd be singing He Loves PJ Mbop, Masks. PJ Masks, He Loves Life is a Highway, and Right Now We're on Jesus Loves Me, You Are My Sunshine, and Car Wash.
I'm still Twinkle Star is yeah. what I sing Charlie every night. She doesn't ask for anything
stick
else.
Stick with that, because it's like the songs multiply, and by the time I get out of there, I've been in there for an hour, you know? Like, but the thing of it is when I say no, he just goes into this meltdown, and I don't want to lay him down and him be screaming
upset.
His full head off. Yeah. Yeah. So before we came over today, because we put the kids down for a nap so we could record, I came to Mandy's house and I literally read him eight books, because he has this little e-reader and there's eight books on it. So we have to read all eight. Like,
all
we can't read four or six or seven.
Oh my gosh.
And if I don't, he's just going to scream his head off and probably not nap because he's so worked up.
Right. So upset about it.
Yeah. Just... like the nighttime routine is like 30 minutes straight.
Oh my goodness.
From
that is
brushing
a lot of work.
Teeth, jammies, books, songs, bed every night.
It's so funny. Did you imagine me coming down so fast after putting Charlie to bed then?
Well, only because I know you.
Yes.
Yes. Only because I know you and I've seen it before. But yeah, it's like, okay, it's Charlie's nap time or it's Charlie's bedtime. And she's like whipping in and whipping out.
Yeah,
like,
we say, Dear Heavenly Father, amen.
See you Thank later. You for this life. Goodbye. Yes. Yeah. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. I wonder what you are. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. Because Charlie, she's not sleeping. Like, she sleeps so
Zach
much at
is.
Night that she usually doesn't nap. So right now she's in the room next to us just hanging out playing with her Buzz Lightyear and her unicorn. So she's probably going to go get her as soon as we're done here, because she's just hanging out at this point.
Yeah, she's just having some little quiet alone time. Yes. Just a couple of things to touch on before we go. We're almost at the hour mark, but we have our Christmas in July sale going on right now
through Saturday at midnight.
So when you're hearing this, it's Thursday and you'll still be able to shop Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Nearly our whole website has been marked down.
Yes, most of it.
Pretty much everything but the brand new arrivals. So there's graphic t-shirts on there for $15. Bandeaus are $10. Tons of dresses and rompers. Everything summer and spring is
all
marked
of our
down.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Most of our shoes.
A lot of our shoes. Really good shoes that we haven't had that long are marked super,
yes.
super low.
You can get tons of good deals.
You don't need a discount.
Yes. And porch pickup is free in Haslett, Texas, or $7.50.
Yeah. If you've never shopped our website, it is shopcheekychicboutique.com. You can find us on social media that way as well. But yeah, just shop on our website. A lot of people, I guess they're just not familiar and they're like, do I DM you if I want this? No, just shop through the website. If you DM mm-hmm. us, we'll definitely send you a link to get you where you need to go. But yeah, just shop on the website like any normal store that you would. And we have a great return policy. We actually went live yesterday during the day to show some pieces from the Christmas in July sale. So yeah, go and check that out before it's over. We are pushing all of our summer out. So that is why it is so cheap, because we're getting ready to prep for fall. And I cannot wait for fall.
I know.
Not even the clothes, but just fall in general.
I know.
Pumpkins and
coffee.
Yes, I know. Even though we have coffee every day, I was thinking the same thing. Hot coffee.
Yes, and like just cardigans.
A crisp breeze in the air.
Booties.
yeah. So we're really excited. We've had so much fun shopping for fall. So we can't wait to show you guys what we are going to get. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please go and rate it for us. That helps us get our name out there, because we thoroughly enjoy it. Is there anything else you can think of?
Nope.
Well, thank you so much for listening. This has been a fun episode. And if you ever have any recommendations for us or questions or anything you want us to talk about, don't hesitate to reach out.
Be kind and dress cute.
Bye.
Bye.